Music right there from Vancouver's very own dark and synth-friendly indie rock duo, Lightning Dust. The song is called Runaway. You can find that on Lightning Dust's album, Spectre. In the middle, it is Baltimore, Maryland, hypnotic dream pop duo, Beach House, a band that know how to utilize swirling organs and fuzzy guitars with ghostly vocals to really create a mood. The song is called Zebra. That's the opening track from Beach House's album Teen Dream. And then kicking that set off, it is new music from Basha Bulat. Her newest album is called Basha's Palace. It's her seventh album, released earlier this year in February. In response to the new album, Basha Bulat is touring throughout the summer. For our listeners in the Winnipeg area, those of you that tune in, we are early mornings in Winnipeg. If I remember correctly, we are 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. But if you are tuning in right now, know that Basha Bulat will be part of the Winnipeg Folk Festival this July. So lucky for you to have talent like that coming to your town. Okay, speaking of talent, who do we have next? Oh yeah, right now it is UK indie rock alternative singer-songwriter Nilufer Yanya right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah.
Music right there from UK electronic trio The XX with their song Lips. That's from the band's most recent album, I See You. The last time we featured The XX here on Girly So Groovy was just a few weeks ago when we did our full Pride Party takeover. If you missed that episode or would love to listen again, remember that you can find that on our listening page. All you need to do is go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. When you are there, you will find the Pride Party Takeover plus 9 other episodes, the last 10 weeks of Girly So Groovy, just waiting for you to press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. But especially that Pride Party Takeover was really, really fun to put together and included acts like The XX. In the middle, it is music from an artist that is quickly sneaking her way up my list of favorite albums from 2025. It is music from Saya Gray. For the past 3 years, Toronto artist Saya Gray has released 3 fearlessly freaky EPs, best described as genre mashing music. It is with the same wild spirit that Saya Gray approaches her debut album. The debut album is simply called Saya. As a singer, bassist, and multi-instrumentalist, Saya Gray delivers a cross-pollinated blend of psychedelic pop and alternative R&B. This time, we heard the song Puddle of Me from Saya Gray. And then starting the set off, UK alternative singer-songrier Niloufer Yanya. Reaching back to her debut album, Miss Universe, we heard the song Heavyweight Champion of the Year. Lots more music to get to coming up in the second hour. We continue this weekly experiment that is a 2-hour mixtape called Girly So Groovy. But before we do that, let's wrap up this first hour. Well, it's that time of year where the infamous Canadian famous Polaris Prize long list comes out. It came out just a couple weeks ago, and many Girly So Groovy favorites have made that list for long list, including Basha Bulat, who we recently heard. One of our favorites, Cold Specs, is on the list, as well as artists like Hildegard, Kelly McMichael, Men I Trust, Marie Davidson, who we'll be featuring in the second hour, Saya Gray, who we just listened to, But one exciting act that made the long list is Quebecois alternative singer-songwriter Chloe Pelgag for her album Abracadabra. We featured her a few times here on the show, so why not once again with a nod to that Polaris Prize long list, Chloe Pelgag with the song Libra, again from her long-listed Polaris-nominated album Abracadabra, right now here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Well, in this second hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Peaches, Marie Davidson, music coming up from Sudan Archives, Little Sims, Angelique Kidjo, Amadou and Miriam. But we are going to kick off the second hour with a concert review. I've got to tell you, it has been since I would say maybe 2008 or 2009 that I have had Santi Gold at the top of my list as an artist that I've been wanting to see live. And for whatever reason, never had an opportunity. Well, just last week, Santi Gold made her way through the Detroit area at the smaller venue, St. Andrews Hall. It was a nearly sold-out show, but it was a fantastic night. Santi Gold is that kind of artist that absolutely genre hops in the music that she makes. Everything from hip-hop to alternative rock to punk, you name it. She works it into her music. Her voice is exactly as it sounds on her recordings when you hear her live. So such a great, great night. And it's an artist that I feel like we haven't featured here for a little bit here on Girly So Groovy. So let's do that right now. We are diving into Santi Gold right now here on Girly So Groovy.